Gary Ciampa is the project director for Clark Construction. Gary, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tony. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. My kids knew that you were coming on. They wanted to know if we could go on one of those bulldozers or something. I said, I'll ask, but I don't know if that's going to happen or not. You've been involved in a pretty cool construction of Michigan State University's Brody's and Emmons Halls. They're successfully completed. That was almost a $60 million renovation, and you kept the construction costs down. You got done on time. You employed a lot of people. That's got to make you happy.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's MSU. I love working out at MSU, and especially exciting as a day to complete something like that on that scale and that complexity.
All right.
And the schedule, in fact.
Now, this is a pretty cool project. You've been nominated for some awards. Before we talk about that, tell us about the Brody Hall, which is the center of MSU's 2,600-student body Brody Complex.
Yeah, for those who are not familiar with campus, the Brody Complex is located on the far west side of campus. There are six individual residence halls that house about 2,400 students. And then the Brody Hall building itself is right in the center of that complex. And it's mainly the hub for that complex. The upper level is dedicated to food service. In fact, I think it still has the distinction of being the largest non-military dining hall in the world. And then the lower level is pretty much classrooms and offices.
All right, and it's a 65,000 square foot dining hall and kitchen, and it was built in a marketplace concept with nine separate dining venues capable of serving 7,000 meals per day. Now, when you were dealing with this, you actually built a temporary dining hall?
Yeah, the struggle we had from the get-go was, you know, of course, when you have 2,400 students to serve, how do you continue to provide some type of meal? So we looked at different ideas how we could phase the project to maintain the kitchen. They talked about providing opportunities for the students across campus, but we finally settled on the best way is let's carve out a piece of the section that's not critical to the schedule. So we picked about 12,000 square feet in the lower level and just built a dining hall down there, and we used a lot of the new equipment that was going to go upstairs. We simply purchased early, used it downstairs, and then moved it upstairs at the time to save money. So it was quite successful.
We were talking about the Brody Hall and that 2,600-student Brody Complex. Now, the reconfiguration of the dining hall, 65,000 square feet, was completed. There's a new convenience store and cafe and a pretty cool lobby and atrium. When you drive past, it's pretty awesome. You were telling me yesterday you can't wait to drive past at night so you could see it all lit up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it certainly is a distinctive design, you know, not something you typically see on campus. And I think that's part of their whole, I think, I don't want to say culture shift, but philosophy of doing things differently out there.
Now, Emmons Hall was more than 100,000 square feet, and it included major mechanical, electrical, and ventilation upgrades, replacements. This was a four-story building. Tell me about this project.
Yeah, like I say, what they're doing is they're going through and renovating all six of the residence halls. And we've completed Emmons. We started that about a year ago and just wrapped it up. And we're currently doing the same renovations at Bailey and Rather Halls. And for the next two or three years, they're going to continue to upgrade those. And we provided a more kind of renovated the central core of those buildings to provide more services for the students in terms of meeting areas and gathering spaces, and then all the rooms were upgraded. All the individual residence hall rooms were upgraded. So they're going to continue. Like I say, the next two coming up are going to start probably in next May, and I think they'll have the program finished probably around 2014, 2015.
All right, that included sprinklers, upgrades with new elevators, lighting. So that project looks completely new as to what it was when you started. How many employees did you employ?
Well, totally, we had between the two projects, we let about 50 contracts, and at the peak, we were employing about 200 people per day on both projects, and probably averaged about 140. Between the two projects, we put in nearly 400,000 man hours to complete both the projects.
How many of those were union workers?
Probably about 99% on both projects.
And that seems to be a challenge with construction companies, just trying to come in under budget, trying to be cost effective, trying to be competitive, and union wages are higher than non-union wages. How did you find a happy median there?
Well, you know, MSU has traditionally had union workers out there because it's a strong union town. So we're accustomed to the type of pricing where we know what the market's going to be out there. So we just include that in our estimate. We came in probably about just less than 4% under the estimated cost on that and completed the project under budget.
Does MSU, do clients say we need this percentage of union workers, or do they inquire about that?
No, not at all. We do track. Just a matter of having a benchmark for how many union non-union workers are out there.
You know, Clark seems to stay pretty busy. What's your outlook on the construction industry for the next year or so?
Well, we'd hope we'd see a bigger turnaround this year, and now we're maybe anticipating 2012. It depends on the market. You know, retail was one of our strongest markets for quite a while, and there's been a decline in that over a few years. So we've kind of reached out into different markets. We're doing a lot of federal work across the country now. University work is still going fairly well, hoping that the state will pass some of this capital outlay money in November. And we're still doing a lot of K-12 work. So you just have to kind of shift your goals as where the strengths of the markets are right now.
All right. The Clark Construction Company is headquartered in Lansing, but you can find them all over the country. They were established in 1946, and I know you have to be proud of the fact that this project with Brody and Emmons has been nominated for an award. Talk about that.
Well, we're going to nominate the Brody Hall project for the Build Michigan Award under the renovation category. We pretty much gutted that building down to just a concrete shell of itself, and the results are just you just have to go through it yourself sometime, Tony, to visit that second floor dining hall to really get the full impression of what a success it was. I mean, it is open to the public, but it's just a wonderful project.
And Gary, as I let you go, just in talking with you today and yesterday, I get a sense that you have a lot of pride in this project. It sounds like you're even a Spartan, which may have been a little bit more motivation.
Yeah, I graduated from Michigan State with a degree in engineering. I've been with Clark for 25 years, and during that time, I think I've completed nearly 20 projects on campus. So it's been a fixture out there for quite a while.
All right, Gary Ciampa, the project director for Clark Construction. We encourage folks to go out and check out that new Brody Complex building. Gary, thanks so much. I look forward to going through there. We'll talk with you again.
All right, thanks, Tony. Have a good day.